Blog Talk Radio. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, good morning. I want to say good morning to everyone. In case you're called in, I can't get you up this morning. Something just went out with my computer, but I hope you'll be able to listen in until it comes back up. And the number that we originally had to call in was 646-716-4389. But they are giving me a new number for some reason, which is 244-360-9530. But I'm going to go on. I'm not going to let the enemy come in and disrupt the topic that I was going to talk about today on persecution. But before we go into that today, we'll say a prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now, that you are getting in this computer, dear Heavenly Father, and you will let the Holy Ghost come through that will intervene in whatever mix-up or whatever happened with the talk show today, dear Heavenly Father, that you will straighten it out. And, dear Heavenly Father, I will continue on going forth. I will not give in. I will not throw in the tower where the enemy has come in and tried to rob 2 weeks in a row on the show. But, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come in right now, dear Heavenly Father, because I know you can do a work. Only you can do. And, Lord, I thank you in advance for it. I thank you. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen and thank God. And today we are talking about persecution. And as I was reading on this topic, I have quite a few scriptures today on persecution. And I hope everyone have their paper and pens where they can write down the scriptures as I get to them. And I am so sorry I won't be able to go on with my switchboard where I can get all the callers that wanted to call in today. But to God be the glory. And today as I start off on persecution, just as Jesus was persecuted, even pursued to death. Just think about that. They persecuted Jesus. He created all of us. He did everything for us. And they persecuted him. And as we think about that, Jesus predicted the time of the beginning, the extent, and the end of tribulation. And your first scripture will be found in Matthew, the 24th, the 25th verse. Also, you can write down Mark, the 13th chapter, and read that entirety, and Luke, the 21st chapter. Jesus told the 12 disciples that they and all who believe in him would experience great tribulation. Meaning even persecution, even to the death, for his name's sake. And you'll find that in Matthew, the 24th chapter, in the 9th verse. And as I was jotting down scriptures, I also was reading where persecution against the Christians commenced almost as soon as the church begun. That was back in A.D. 30. And then it became intense throughout the Roman world as people began to distinguish the followers of Jesus from the Jews. Nero was the first Roman emperor to instigate a vile and violent persecution against those who were exposed to the Christians. You know, that goes all the way back in the Word of God on being persecuted. You know, when you read about all human efforts and all the lavish gifts of the emperors in that time, they did not banish the sinister belief among the Romans. The fire was the result of the order. And when we think about and read about persecution throughout the scriptures, and during this period of the church to be called a Christian, one belonging to Christ was to ask for persecution and suffering. You know, we go through suffering right now. When we talk about Christ, we're being persecuted. And during this period of persecution, Peter wrote a letter to many Christian churches throughout the Roman Empire. And you'll find that in 1 Peter 1:1-2 tell us to prepare them for what might happen to them just because they was Christian. Think about the things that we go through. Even right now, I'm trying to get on the Blog Talk. Think about how I'm being persecuted evidently for wanting to tell others about Christ, about Jesus, about the Word of God, and how we as Christians are being persecuted for righteous sake. We going to do what God said, do whatever God tell us to do, even in the midst of us being persecuted. We're going to still follow the instruction of the Word of God, because the Word is what we need. The Word is powerful. It cut like a two-edged sword. And we, as women and men of God, we have to remember who we are in Christ Jesus. No matter what come up, God is still sitting right there, looking down, taking us through whatever we need to go through. And I just thank God this morning, because God is just so worthy. He is worthy to be praised. And as I went on, I was reading that what he told them is a message for unbelievers in all ages today. None of us is exempt from persecution. Be happy if you are insulted for being a Christian. For then the glorious Spirit of God will come upon you. It is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. You're going to suffer in this life. Because when you turn away the enemy and the devil and tell God you're going to serve him, the enemy going to come to you in all forms, all kind of ways, through your family, through friends, through those on your job, co-workers. But we have to be prepared as men and women of God to go on and do what God has said need to be done. So, you know, we have to read the word for ourselves. You can also go to Acts, the 8th chapter and the 1st verse. At this time, I'm going to give you some scriptures, and I'm hoping someone is tuning in where they can write these scriptures. 2 Thessalonians 1:4 and 2 Corinthians 12:10. And some of the things I had for my radio listening audience today, I had jotted down, was why are Christians persecuted? I'm glad you asked. In Jeremiah, the 19th chapter and the 14th verse, it was hearing what Jeremiah the prophet was saying. So he arrested Jeremiah the prophet and had him whipped. When you read that, that was persecution for serving God, Jeremiah. Then we go to 1 Kings 22:7-28. And it's saying, how many times must I demand that you speak only the truth? So Micah told him, King Ahab of Israel then ordered, arrest Michael. We're still talking about why Christians are being persecuted. Sometimes believers are persecuted simply for speaking the truth. How many times have we told the truth and someone wants us to tell a lie or say something different than the truth? You know, the truth will set you free. No matter what's going on in your life, if you speak the truth, God will prevail on your behalf. We just have to tell the word of God. No matter how it comes, if somebody is saying it and we know not right, he wants us to speak the truth. Don't tell a lie. Because you know when you tell one lie, you got to tell another lie to cover up that first lie you done told. So God want us to be able to tell the truth. And in John, the 15th chapter, as I was reading, the 17th to the 21st verse, we're still talking about Christians being persecuted. In this chapter, they were saying, the people of the world would hate you because you belong to me, meaning you belong to God. For they do not know God who sent me. Persecution comes from those who are ignorant of God and his will for your life. My. And as I was reading further on in Acts 7:51, and then Acts 8:3, it was saying the Jewish leaders was infiltrated by Stephen's accusation. And in Matthew's, it was saying in Matthew's the 15th and the 9th chapter, their worship is a farce, for they replace God's commandment with their own main teaching. My. And in Galatians 5:11, we still talking about Christians being persecuted. The fact that I am still being persecuted proves that I am still preaching salvation. And the bold message of Christ threatens those who believe in their own righteousness. You have to believe in what the Word of God says. You got to speak up boldly and confront the devil and let him know you're going to do what God say do. You will do what God is saying to do. And we as Christians, we have to be obedient to God. No matter what is going on, we have to be obedient. And we will let a little music play a little while. I hope you can listen it. As I take a break, we'll have encourage yourself for a few minutes while we still work on the show. Today we're having all kind of problem with the show. Even a past show have went on the air. I don't know what's going on, but I'm still going to give God the praise and the honor. To God be the glory for the things that he's doing right now in my life. I know the enemy is mad, but I still give God praise. I still have joy. I still have peace in the midst of it. And another questions I was going to ask one of my guests today was, how are Christians to respond to persecution? And I went to Psalm 69:1-36, say, save me, O God. Those who hate me without a cause are more numerous than the hair on my head. My. When you think about that, God's people must turn to prayer in time of persecution. No matter what you're going through, what you hear, what the enemy is sending to you, you have to turn to prayer. You have to stay on bending knees. Give it to God no matter what's going on today, even with the show being chaos. I'm still going to giving God praise, even in the midst of persecution, even in the midst of the turmoil, what's going on with the station, I'm still got peace. I'm still praying to God. And as I read the word, I went to Acts 14, 19 to 22. Here they were saying that they stoned Paul and drugged him out of the city, apparently dead. But as the believers stood around him, that means they was praying for him. He got up and went back into the city. Now, you know that was God. Paul courageous respond to persecution enable him to encourage others. That's what we need to do today. In spite of whatever going on, we've been knocked down, dragged down, talked about, persecuted, but we're going to get up. God's going to enable us to get up and encourage others. That's why I play that song on my program. Someone may tune in today that need encouraging, and God is going to encourage them through whatever they're going through. He's going to be the one that's going to encourage them and let them know that they can go on no matter what. And as I read a little further, I was reading in Philippians, the first chapter, 27 to 30, and I wrote a few things down. You have been given the privilege of suffering for him. Don't you know you've been given the privilege to suffer for Christ? For Christ's sake, just think about how Christ suffered for us and all that he did for us on the cross. He shed his precious blood for us, wretches undone like us. And as I went to Matthew's, the fifth chapter, and the first verse, God bless you when you are mocked and persecuted and led about because you are my follower. We are followers of Christ. We can't let that keep us back. I'm not letting this computer and this radio keep me back from reaching somebody that may be listening to me today about persecution. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to suffer in this life. You're going to go through some things in this life. But just remember that God is right there with you. He's going to bring you out. No matter what they're saying about you, God will bring you out. And 1 Peter 4 through 13 say, instead, be very glad because these trials will make you partners with Christ in his suffering. And afterward, you would have the wonderful joy of sharing his glory. My. Here the Bible is encouraging us to see the blessing of persecution. No matter what you're going through today, audience, no matter how much you've been talked about, you've been ridiculed, just think about even being persecuted. The Bible encourages us to see the blessing. That means he left us the word that we can read and go through and get a better understanding of it and know why we are going through things, because we want to carry the word of God. We want to do what God say do. And in Luke 6, 27 and 36 say, pray for the happiness of those who curse you. My. A supernatural love allows believers to actually pray for those who persecute them. I hope you are writing these scriptures down today because they will be of utmost. They will help you no matter what you're going through. You're going to be able to pull up these scriptures. You're going to go back to them. You would read them and see what they're saying, what they're telling you on persecution. Because the Bible, that's our basic instruction for everything that we need. We can go through it in the midst of everything. Everything God take us to, he will perform it. And today, I want to tell you, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Just listen to what God is telling you, because he is all God. He is powerful. He will do just what he said he will do. He's no shorter than his word. And I want you to, on my last scripture I give today, since we're having so much problem, we want to tell you on Revelation 21 and 4, he will remove all of your sorrows. The hope that all suffering will be replaced by the joy of heaven enable believers to endure. And just think about that. God's promise to you today. God comfort those who are persecuted. You can find that in 2 Corinthians 1 and 5. Also, those who remain faithful, I mean faithful in persecution, will receive great reward. You got to remain faithful through it all, through all the persecution. Remain faithful. Just remain faithful, and God will come in and do what he said he's going to do for you. So until next week, I am so sorry for everything that transpired, but God had a reason that my guest couldn't be on today, and the reason I couldn't get on Blog Talk, but I still give God praise. I still have joy in the midst of persecution. I still have peace. So until next week, until we can get it straightened, whatever it is, God love you, and so do I. If I had the tentacle of an octopus, I would reach through this phone right now and hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And y'all have a blessed day in the Lord.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.